A short chapter, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Present. Mendicants, when three things are present, a faithful gentleman makes much merit. What three? When faith is present, when a gift to give is present, and when those worthy of a religious donation are present. When these three things are present, a faithful gentleman makes much merit. Three grounds. There are three grounds, mendicants, by which a person with faith and confidence can be known. What three? They like to see ethical people, they like to hear the true teaching, and they live at home, rid of the stain of stinginess, freely generous, open-handed, loving to let go, committed to charity, loving to give and to share. These are the three grounds by which a person with faith and confidence can be known. They like to see ethical people, they want to hear the true teaching, they've driven out the stain of stinginess. That's who's called a person of faith. Good reasons. Mendicants, taking three reasons into consideration provides quite enough motivation to teach Dhamma to another. What three? When the teacher understands the meaning and the teaching. When the audience understands the meaning and the teaching. When both the teacher and the audience understand the meaning and the teaching. Taking these three reasons into consideration provides quite enough motivation to teach Dhamma to another. When conversation flows. In three situations, mendicants, conversation flows. What three? When the teacher understands the meaning and the teaching. When the audience understands the meaning and the teaching, when both the teacher and the audience understand the meaning and the teaching, these are the three situations in which conversation flows. Recommended by the astute. Mendicants, these three things are recommended by astute and good people. What three? Giving, going forth, and taking care of your mother and father. These are the three things recommended by astute and good people. The virtuous recommend giving, harmlessness, restraint, and self-control, caring for mother and father, and peaceful spiritual practitioners. These are the things recommended by the good, which the astute should cultivate. A noble one, having vision, will enjoy a world of grace. Ethical. Mendicants, when ethical renunciates are supported by a town or village, the people there make much merit in three ways. What three? By way of body, speech, and mind. When ethical renunciates are supported by a town or village, the people there make much merit in these three ways. Characteristics of the conditioned. Mendicants, conditioned phenomena have these three characteristics. What three? Arising is evident, vanishing is evident, and change while persisting is evident. These are the three characteristics of conditioned phenomena. Characteristics of the unconditioned. Unconditioned phenomena have these three characteristics. What three? No arising is evident, no vanishing is evident, and no change while persisting is evident. These are the three characteristics of unconditioned phenomena. The King of Mountains. Mendicants, great sal trees grow in three ways, supported by the Himalayas, the King of Mountains. What three? the branches, leaves and foliage, the bark and shoots, and the softwood and heartwood. Great sal trees grow in these three ways, supported by the Himalayas, the king of mountains. In the same way, a family grows in three ways, supported by a family head with faith. What three? Faith, ethics, and wisdom. A family grows in these three ways, supported by a family head with faith. Supported by the Rocky Mountain in the wilds, the formidable forest, the tree grows to become lord of the forest. So too, when the family head is ethical and faithful, supported by them, they grow children, partners, and kin, colleagues, relatives, and those dependent for their livelihood. Seeing the ethical conduct of the virtuous, the generosity, and good deeds, those who see clearly do likewise. Having practiced the teaching here, the path that goes to a good place, they delight in the heavenly realm, enjoying all the pleasures they desire. Keen. In three situations, mendicants, you should be keen. What three? You should be keen to prevent bad, unskillful qualities from arising. You should be keen to give rise to skillful qualities. And you should be keen to endure physical pain, sharp, severe, acute, unpleasant, disagreeable, life-threatening. In these three situations, you should be keen. It's a mendicant who is keen to prevent bad, unskillful qualities from arising. They're keen to give rise to skillful qualities, and they're keen to endure physical pain, sharp, severe, acute, unpleasant, disagreeable, life-threatening. This is called a mendicant who is keen, alert, and mindful, so as to rightly make an end of suffering. A master thief. Mendicants, a master thief with three factors breaks into houses, plunders wealth, steals from isolated buildings, and commits highway robbery. What three? A master thief relies on uneven ground, on thick cover, and on powerful individuals. And how does a master thief rely on uneven ground? It's when a master thief relies on inaccessible riverlands or rugged mountains. That's how a master thief relies on uneven ground. And how does a master thief rely on thick cover? It's when a master thief relies on thick grass, thick trees, a ridge, or a large, dense wood. That's how a master thief relies on thick cover. And how does a master thief rely on powerful individuals? It's when a master thief relies on rulers or their ministers. They think, if anyone accuses me of anything, these rulers or their ministers will speak in my defence in the case. And that's exactly what happens. That's how a master thief relies on powerful individuals. A master thief with these three factors breaks into houses, plunders wealth, steals from isolated buildings, and commits highway robbery. In the same way, when a bad mendicant has three factors, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much bad karma. What three? A bad mendicant relies on uneven ground, on thick cover, and on powerful individuals. And how does a bad mendicant rely on uneven ground? It's when a bad mendicant has unethical conduct by way of body, speech, and mind. That's how a bad mendicant relies on uneven ground. And how does a bad mendicant rely on thick cover? It's when a bad mendicant has wrong view. He's attached to an extremist view. That's how a bad mendicant relies on thick cover. And how does a bad mendicant rely on powerful individuals? It's when a bad mendicant relies on rulers or their ministers. They think, if anyone accuses me of anything, these rulers or their ministers will speak in my defence in the case. And that's exactly what happens. That's how a bad mendicant relies on powerful individuals. When a bad mendicant has these three factors, they keep themselves broken and damaged. They deserve to be blamed and criticised by sensible people, and they make much bad karma.